Iowa State University has recently released its annual farmland value study. Agricultural economist Wendong Zhang conducts that annual survey.
A third of the respondents roughly think that we are still seeing, will see modest decrease in the land market. Another 15% see probably no change. So roughly half is in a camp of modest decline or no change. Half is increase.
The optimism about the land values extends beyond this year.
5 years from now, a vast majority of people are thinking the land market will be higher than the current level.
Zhang takes a more guarded approach in predicting what might happen.
So I think I'm probably a little more pessimistic than the average respondents. In general, I think I see a stabilizing land market. I probably wouldn't expect a significant increase in land market, at least in the immediate future.
A limited amount of land available was the top factor cited on the price of land by those in the survey. Young doesn't expect the number of sales to increase. The majority of farmland sales, 72% in fact, were to existing farmers, and that included 69% of the sales to local farmers, and only 3% were to existing relocating farmers. The Ag Economist does not expect things to change much in 2019. The majority of farmland sales, 52%, were from estate sales, followed by retired farmers at 23%. Active farmers account for 15% of sales, while investors accounted for 8%. For KLEM News, I'm Dennis Morris.